This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
And in the studio right now is Tony Mitchell from Dojima Sake Brewery in Fordham Abbey. Good morning.
Good morning. Ohayou gozaimasu.
Ah, thank you. I shall learn that one later. But it's great to have you here. I had a bit of trouble coming in this morning, but you made it on time, and I'm delighted because of that awful Mill Road blockage at the moment.
I know, not ideal, but we're here.
Exactly.
Now.
So you are from you're a brewer, a very unusual brewer, because you are from the Dojima Brewery, Sake Brewery, at Fordham Abbey. And, well, it's the first Japanese-owned sake brewery, is it not?
In the UK, yes.
UK. Obviously, there's one, I think you said, in London, but this one is a big one, and you've got big plans. So tell us a little bit about the actual Fordham Abbey and why there is a sake brewery in Cambridge.
So the Fordham Abbey estate is owned by a Japanese family called the Hashimoto family. Mr. Hashimoto was actually born in a sake brewery in just outside Osaka in Japan. And they've been brewing since 1822. So they come from that heritage and that history. One of their daughters went to Cardiff University. Another one went to King's School Ely. So they were spending a lot of time in this part of the world. And it was always like, why isn't there a sake brewery in the UK? And I think as soon as they saw Fordham Abbey and they saw the potential, the penny drops, and they just thought, if we're going to do it anywhere, we'll do it here.
Wow, and it was available at the time for them to do it, so it was meant to be, really.
It was up for sale, and they bought the whole thing, lock, stock, and everything.
Lock, stock, I love that. And you, now Tony Mitchell, you are a sake brewer. How did you become a sake brewer? There is a bit of history there, isn't there?
It's a very, very long, circuitous journey to where I am, yeah. So I've lived in Japan 3 times on and off, and the third time I went to live in Japan, I married my then fiance, who is Japanese, and her relatives actually own a sake brewery. Yeah, that's not why I married her, I promise. But, so we just went down to see them one day, had a look around the brewery, and then went for a drink, and he offered me a job out of the blue, which I was never expecting in a million years, and I thought, chance of a lifetime, definitely. My wife was very anti me doing that.
Why was your wife anti it?
For all sorts of reasons But I had 2 months to persuade her to let me do this job. I mean, secretly I was going to do it anyway.
I'm sure she knew that.
Yeah, and then, 3.5 months living in the brewery, I saw her a couple of times in that time. Just had like a semi-religious experience and really life-changing, and decided that's what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. Yeah.
So how different is it from other breweries, wine breweries, that you sake in? So what was involved in this training then?
So, sake is a very unique beverage. I mean, when people come on the brewery tours, I always start by saying what sake isn't. You know, it's not a spirit. A lot of people still think it's a spirit. It's not high in alcohol. It's not a rice wine. I never call it rice wine.
That's interesting. It's not a rice wine. That's something I would have immediately thought.
The only time I call it rice wine is if I'm coming back through customs with 6 bottles, because the customs guys think it's a spirit anyway, so... It's easier just to say, yeah, rice wine, but it's not. It's much, I think it's, much more kind of nuanced, complex, really magical drink, really.
Mm. And was it a tough training session then to do this brewery course?
Well, 6 years ago that I worked in the brewery, and it was a very, very, 3.5 months intensive living and working in the brewery, all in Japanese, a deep, immersive experience, very, very hard work. But just fantastic, and I just thought, well, it just for the first time it made sense to me, and I knew that's what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, yeah.
And how did you come across Fordham Abbey then? How did you come across Dojima?
Well, again, that's sort of a strange twist in the tale. After the brewery work was finished in Japan, I went and had a job at the British Embassy in Tokyo. Worked there for 3.5 years, because my wife made me promise to get a proper job. So, and I met the Hashimoto family at an embassy event, and I found out their plans for building a sake brewery in the UK, and I thought, that's my job, that's no one else's job. But it was a long, long sort of, negotiation, and again, had to persuade my wife to let me come back to England and be a sake brewer.
But you did it.
I did it, yeah.
And what is life like at this brewery now? Because so this is a big plan for Fordham Abbey, isn't it? They're making this whole estate a very Japanese-orientated place, isn't it? So you've got the Japanese garden that's being built. Is this all just taking place at the moment?
A lot of it's underway, yeah. There's hopefully by the end of this year, everything's going to be finished. But the scale of the ambition is incredible. Mm. And I feel very lucky to be a part of it. I mean, the Japanese garden is being landscaped at the moment, and I think really, I mean, it's gonna rival Holland Park.
You've given me this wonderful picture here. So you've got Fordham Abbey, you've got the Cambridge Cellar that's happening, you've got a Japanese garden, the pottery workshop, which I did read up about, that is happening too. Of course, the farmer's market. But this is all Japanese orientated. They've got a conference. What's the conference hall going to be like?
Well, we're going to do lots of, you know, Japanese cultural events there. It's more than a sake brewery. It's going to be a real kind of like living expo to Japanese culture and arts and crafts.
And you said that there are going to be tours. It is by appointment only, but there are tours on offer, which will be wonderful. Is that before and during the sort of renovations going on?
We've been doing the tours since October the 1st of last year. October the 1st is International Sake Day, so we decided to start on that day. So if people want to email me and find out the upcoming dates, at some stage we'll have a proper website with the booking system on, but at the moment it's appointment only.
Now, what is the appeal about the Japanese culture for you? What is so appealing about it? I know what I love about it, but I've been privileged to have been once. But what is so great about it?
Well, living in Japan, I mean, at first it's very, very alien, you know. But then just the kindness of the Japanese people, the beauty of the landscape, the kind of weirdness, wackiness, if you like, of some of the modern elements, it all kind of blends together into this wonderful experience, and the food is incredible. You know, the sake, of course, is the greatest alcoholic drink in the world. So,
well, let's talk about the sake, because you have got some tasters here. Have you got one for me over there? Can I taste one? You're going to pour one for me?
Sure.
Oh, you've got one. Excellent. This is just purely for medicinal purposes, let me just tell you. But have you tasted one? Or are you going to?
I've got one. Yes,
so let's say cheers.
Cheers. Kampai.
Kampai. Is that kampai?
Kampai.
All right. I'm just going to have a little taste and see. Oh, gosh, that's lovely.
It's really good, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, so this is our... It's actually called Cambridge, the sake. It's going to be a vintage sake, so we're now building the Cambridge cellars, and we'll age this in the bottle for 3 years minimum. And the lucky people that own the bottles, they'll have their name on the label, and they'll get special benefits and be able to come to for special tastings of their vintage once a year, and lots of, you know, invitations to VIP events, etc.
It's got a very clear look to it, but there's a sort of a slight colour in it, but it looks beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
So why is it so clear like this?
Well, sake's generally got, you know, it's very clear, or it's got a slightly straw, you know, kind of a straw colour to it. This Cambridge sake actually... As it ages in the bottle, it will take on a little bit of colour every year, which is why we've gone for this, you know, transparent blue bottle. With our other product, which is this one, Dojima Junmai. Junmai literally means pure rice, so it's only four ingredients. It's rice, this magical stuff called koji, water and yeast. You know, that's in a darker bottle because it's more susceptible to light and heat.
Okay. And which one do you prefer? You can't say. Do you?
It's really...
There's not a lot of...
It's really difficult because, you know, they're kind of like your children, really. You know, you've raised them all the way from, you know, all
Good
the way
answer.
Through the process. I think... I love the Cambridge one. It's absolutely... It's really, really special, and it's quite a rare style of sake. But, you know... Dojima, you can just drink it all night. So,
well, let's talk about the drinking all night or the drinking. What food will you be recommending? The food that goes with it, and a course and a recipe. I mean, obviously, you're going to have some conference halls and Japanese evenings. But when you taste this wine, do you get an idea of what food it goes well with it? Is it just Japanese, or can you have English food as well with it? Or am I saying the wrong thing?
It's got a huge kind of appeal, really. A lot of people think that sake is only for sushi, sashimi. Couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, it goes so well with, you know, fish dishes, Italian food. I think it goes well with fish and chips. This Cambridge one is a real revelation. It goes with so much. You know, it's sweeter, so it's a sweeter style of sake. So you kind of place it as a dessert wine, but actually it goes well with, you know, main courses, Lancashire hot pot, meat dishes, cheese.
Wow.
Sake in general is very, very good with cheese. So.
And do you think sake is something that's been around and people haven't realised it's there, or do you think that we all know about it but we just prefer wine?
There's just so much misinformation about sake, misconceptions. It's one of our real kind of goals is to be an educator. We're going to actually start a sake academy, so people can come and learn to brew at Fordham Abbey, which is just a fantastic, beautiful estate. It's all about education. I think sake really is the best drink that you've never tried, if you haven't tried it.
Ah, great saying. And the Hoshimoto family, how often do they come and visit your brewery?
They're regular visitors, yeah. They have lots and lots of guests in and coming out. So we always do, you know, tastings for the guests, and we do special evenings where we lay on food and that sort of thing. Mm. We have the British ambassador to Japan coming next week. Perhaps I shouldn't say that as top secret information, maybe. But so lots of visitors. But the Hashimoto's are in town a lot, and they have six children as well. So they're
the children taking part. Yes, I suppose it's quite a family business as well, isn't it? Is that right?
They're all involved in one way or another.
So what a privilege and what a fantastic place to work. It's one of your dream jobs, as you said.
It is completely my dream job, yeah.
And what's been the best part about it? What would you say the best part of your job? Obviously, making the beautiful sake, but what makes you get up in the morning to go to this job?
I think when people come on the tours and they've either not tried sake before, or they've got misconceptions about it, they've had cheap sake that's given them a hangover. When they try our sake, it completely changes their mind, and that's what really is a fantastic thing. Just to see them, as soon as they take a sip of it, their eyes kind of light up and say, "This is sake." I didn't know how good it could be.
And you said that you give tours and you have an academy on how to make this sake as well?
That's something we're aiming for, yeah. It's a little bit further down the line, but we definitely want to teach people. We can see, smaller sake breweries popping up throughout the UK and even Europe, and people can come when we're more established to actually study this ancient craft of sake brewing.
Well, it's been delightful having you here, I have to say, and thank you for bringing in the taster for purely medicinal purposes, I have to say, but it is absolutely divine. I love it. Thank you so much, Tony Mitchell.
You're welcome.
Tony Mitchell is the brewer for the Fordham Abbey Hoshitome family, which is the Dojima sake brewery. I must get that right. I keep saying sake, but it's actually sake. But it's lovely having you here, and thank you very much.